Hey, this is Jason Tucker. I can be found over jasontucker.us. And today is job list number 5, week number, I think, 10. Well, I'm no longer jobless. I actually got a job. I'm actually sitting in front of the office right now waiting for 9:20-ish to roll around so I could walk up and, you know, meet the staff and all that sort of thing. I'm commuting from Whittier to El Segundo. I hopped in the car and drove down the 105 freeway after spending about 15 minutes to get to the 105 freeway, because Whittier is surrounded by freeways, but we live in the dead center of it, so right around 7 to 8 miles till you get to a freeway. So, anywho, I took the 105 freeway and inched my way closer and closer to the promised land. I kept looking over to the left, and I would see train after train, you know, the light rail trains fly by, and that's the green line. And I think I probably counted, I don't know, I think it might have been 5, if not 6. I don't know. Somewhere around there that just flew by, and I'm just thinking, I'm like, man, I could be on one of those things, and I wouldn't have to sit here and do this. So my plan is to do that, you know, as long as I can make everything work schedule-wise at the office. If I can do that, then I'll save my sanity and save the wear and tear on my car and all that stuff. I'll just have to drive the 7 miles to get to the Metrolink station and hop on the train and fly down, and then the train one of the stations is right behind the place, one of the, you know, the places I work, so I'll be able to just hop right off of there and just walk right into the office, so that's good. So how did I find this job? Well, they actually found me. You know, I put my name out everywhere. I tweeted all the time about it. I put on Facebook all the time. You know, I never blogged about it, which is kind of interesting, but, you know, put as much information as I could on my resume, on my website, made that publicly accessible, made my, my Google Voice number publicly accessible as well. So anyone and everyone could call that number if they wanted to, in order to, employ me if they like, or look for potential employment. So yeah, you know, that was my tactic. The other thing was just put your name on every job board you can think of and go from there. I wish I had some pearls of advice for folks that are out there looking. I know if you can stand it, or if you could stop it from happening, which you probably can't, but don't get laid off before 3 holidays. That would probably be my words of advice is, don't get laid off before, you know, Halloween or on Halloween, because, Christmas and, New Year's and Thanksgiving's just gonna suck. So, yeah, that's the pearls of wisdom there. Lastly, dude, my stomach is just in knots right now. I'm anticipating, you know, all these things happening when I walk into the office there. Talking to my friend today, and Steve's just like, you're gonna walk in there and probably the hardest thing you're gonna have to do is figure out where your desk is gonna be and how you're gonna set everything up and all of that. I don't think they're gonna dump a whole bunch of stuff on you all at once, so that makes me feel a little better, and actually makes me feel a little bit better to record this as well. So anyhow, if you're a systems administrator out there who has roughly the same type of skill set that I have, go check out my resume, jasontucker.us/resume. Look on there. If you're very close to me, I have a lot of resources I could send you. I have many, many folks that are looking to, you know, to place some good, solid people there. So if you're looking for work as well, you're in the same type of area I am, which is the LA Orange County area, you know, drop me a line and I can pass along your information, and hopefully that referral will help you out. All right, well, this is Jason Tucker, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.